Hello and welcome to the Kato Kids Pod. This is a story about a very special event. In Japan, it has become a festival with its own date, the 9th of May. And ever since our little bear Kato learned about it last year, he has been waiting patiently to share this story with you. So, this is for everyone who loves to eat a larder and is to mark the day of ice cream. It was very hot and sunny, the sort of day when you lie under a shady tree and think of nothing in particular. Well, our little bear Kato was certainly well shaded under the spreading branches of a huge rain tree, and he was doing his very best to think of nothing in particular, except...
Wouldn't it be nice, huh, if only I had some helado? Breakfast was a rather long time ago.
Kato patted his little tummy, which gave out a solid thumping sort of sound. He rolled over on his back, tucked his tiny blue paws behind his almost white head, and looked up through the leaves at the sparkling blue sky. A soft wisp of white cloud floated light as a feather across the sky, causing our little bear to sigh wistfully.
That looks like a dab of vanilla ice cream.
The cloud was followed by another, then another, until it seemed to the little bear that the sky was filled with cool, delicious vanilla helado, which of course didn't help Kato one tiny bit when he was trying not to think of anything.
Maybe if I close my eyes, I won't see the helado clouds.
With his baby bear logic, Kato screwed up his eyes and clapped his paws over them, just to be doubly sure. The sun rose higher in the sky, and still our little bear lay on his back, his toes twitching slightly every now and then. Suddenly, a loud whoosh broke the drowsy stillness. Kato gave a tiny jerk, sat up, and bumped his head against something not quite hard, but not that soft either.
What's happening? Where's the grass and the rain tree? Mama! Fufu!
Kato found himself in a big basket, but it wasn't an ordinary basket. When he stood on tiptoes and peered over the basket rim, he found himself floating over a lush green bamboo forest. High above his head, a gaily coloured hot air balloon carried the basket and our little bear.
Uh-oh!
Kato rubbed his eyes hard.
That doesn't look like my garden.
At that very moment, the hot air balloon gave a wobbly sort of lurch to one side. Kato gripped the sides of the basket hard as the balloon dropped lower and lower, nearer and nearer to the tops of the bamboo trees.
Mama! Phew! That was close, huh?
Kato peeked out from under the basket and the deflated remnants of the balloon. The little bear scrambled out, dusted himself off and looked around. Thick, luxuriant clumps of bamboo surrounded him. It was cool in the green shade, quiet too, until... Kato stood stock still, unsure if he should find a place to hide as the sounds of the approaching creature grew louder. But before he could decide, a sprig of young bamboo leaves right in front of him was pushed aside and a small, black and white face poked through the branches. Kato stared, rubbed his eyes again, and then a third time, and cried happily.
Panda!
It was his friend Panda, whom he hadn't seen for quite a long time, going by a baby bear's sense of time.
Kato! Huang! Welcome to China! Come eat with me!
Kato rubbed his tummy in anticipation and followed Panda to a clump of bamboo where a group of other pandas sat. There were big pandas and a couple of smaller pandas, and they were all solemnly chewing leaves. Panda climbed slowly up a short bamboo tree, carefully selected some juicy shoots, climbed down again, and with a tiny bow, handed them to Kado.
Chiba, Kado, eat!
The little bear accepted the leaves politely and popped a small handful into his mouth. He chewed and chewed.
Oh dear, is this what Panda has to eat every day? It's not very tasty. I wish I had some helado to share with him.
At those very words, an ice cream cone magically appeared before the startled bear. It dripped with chocolate ice cream, which was covered with lots of tantalizingly delicious-looking chocolate chips. It had little arms and legs, Smarties for eyes and nose, and a slice of strawberry for a mouth. Kato's eyes lit up in delight.
Nice, look, Panda, here's an helado for you.
He held out a paw and reached for the ice cream cone, which jumped adroitly out of the way.
Oh, come back, helado.
Na 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 na. Catch me if you can.
Kato and Panda looked at each other, nodded, and dashed after the cheeky helado. They ran till they reached a clump of tall bamboo with thick yellow stems. With a final taunt, helado dived into a large hole in one of the bamboo stems. Kato was the first to reach the bamboo. He stuck his head into the hole and wriggled far in. Panda panted up just in time to grab his little friend's feet.
Uh-oh! I think whole trick has been played.
Kato started to fall into the hole. Unable to hold on, Panda released Kato's feet as the little bear's cry faded away. He scrambled into the hole and wriggled in, into the darkness.
Oh yeah!
Bear, Panda and helado fell through a swirling cloud of colours. Down and down they tumbled, until finally they landed with a thump on something cold and very hard. The young adventurers sat up and rubbed their slightly sore ears.
Where are we, Kato?
Panda had never seen ice before and stared mesmerized at its reflection in the glassy surface.
I'm not sure, but I think it's somewhere high up in the north, Panda. Mama told me about the North Pole and how it's all covered in ice and snow.
The baby bear brushed off a few white snowflakes that had settled on his nose and licked them gently.
It's a little bit like very soft helado, you know?
Hiya!
Kato and Panda turned around to see a small boy smiling cheerfully at them. He pointed to his chest.
Inuki!
Kato! He's Panda!
Before Kato could say anything else to his newfound friend, a tiny pile of snow suddenly leapt up and out popped helado. It capered about, dashing first at Kato, then darting away again, just out of reach.
Can't catch me, baby bear!
Oh yes I will, you naughty helado!
Kato made a dive for helado, missing the ice cream cone by a hair's breadth. Helado deftly flicked a tiny swish of snow at the bear, hopped out of the way, and jumped into an ice hole. Kato, Panda, and Inuki peered anxiously into the hole and realized their mistake a little too late. An icy cold jet of water shot out of the hole, drenching the young friends.
Ayo!
Ouch!
Here, catch it!
Inuki gave Kato a fishing line with a hook, and the little bear excitedly lowered it into the ice hole.
Yes, Kato, you've got something!
Panda pranced about encouragingly and shouted out each item as Kato pulled it out of the water.
It's blue, it's round, it doesn't make a sound. It moves, it bounces when it hits the ground. What is it? What did Kato catch?
It's a ball!
It's small, it's open, it was full of stuff. It's empty. It's rusty. It has something tasty. What is it? What did Cadeau catch?
A tin can.
It's heavy. It sings. When it's dirty, it stinks. You can wear it on your foot or match it with the other boot. What is it? What did Cadeau catch?
An old boot.
It's tiny. It's food. It won't do Cadeau any good. It swims, it darts, in and out of weeds for a start. What is it? What did Cadeau catch?
It's a fish, Cadeau. It's no use.
Despondently, Cadeau threw down the fishing line. His shoulders and blue ears drooped.
Aha, little bear!
Ilado jumped out of the ice hole, threw a small chocolate chip at the baby bear and scampered away as fast as his tiny legs could carry him. Cadeau squared his shoulders and a determined look came into his bright eyes.
No, you don't, Ilado.
Cadeau jumped forward and made a grab for Ilado. Unfortunately for the little bear, he tripped on the slippery ice. Spreading his arms wide for balance, the little bear landed on his tummy and slid all the way across the icy pond.
Ouch! Uh-oh!
Cadeau's slide on the ice finally came to a stop. Panda and Inuki trotted up and tried to help the little bear to his feet. But Cadeau couldn't move. His nose was stuck to the ice. Panda rubbed his paws anxiously.
Whoops! What must we do, Cadeau?
From his face down prone position, the little bear twiddled his ears and said in a rather muffled voice, for it was very hard to enunciate clearly when one's nose is stuck to freezing cold eyes.
Blow on my nose!
You want a rose?
Panda scratched his head. Now, where in the world was he going to find a rose? In the North Pole?
My nose!
Pull your nose? Are you sure, Cadeau?
Inuki chuckled and bent down. He pursed his lips and blew gently at the little bear's nose. Seeing what his friend was doing, Panda quickly joined in. Slowly, Cadeau's nose started to tingle, and with a relieved sigh, he stood up, gingerly rubbing his tiny, nearly frozen nose.
Thanks, Inuki, Panda.
Over here, clumsy bear! Na 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 na
na na na na na. Ilado dashed for an ice hole and jumped in. With a nod to each other and a quick wave to Inuki, Cadeau and Panda splashed in after Ilado. Now, in case you're worried about our brave little friend swimming in Arctic waters, let me reassure you at once. For of course, what happened was they went through a time tunnel again, and then another and another. Ilado, Cadeau and Panda plunged through a kaleidoscope of swirling colors and images, with a cheeky ice cream cone keeping just a hair's breadth ahead of our determined little bears. Oh, I think they must have gone right around the world, for I can't even begin to describe the things they saw and the people they met. Luckily for Cadeau, he was very good at speaking different languages, you know.
Ah, so, Kuma-chan wa kawaii ne. Konnichiwa, Kuma-chan. O genki desu ka?
Hai, genki desu. Buongiorno, signor.
Ach, ein kleines weißes Bärchen. Wie niedlich.
Dankeschön, bitteschön. Mi amo Cadeau.
Finally, after what seemed like forever, the swirling stopped. Colors returned to what they should be, and the spinning surroundings became solid once again.
Wow, that was some ride, huh, Panda?
Nothing could quite dampen Cadeau's spirits. His bright clear eyes sparkled from the excitement of what he had seen.
I think I need some leaves.
Panda wasn't quite so sure that he liked the whole idea of a whirlwind tour around the world.
Hey, look! That's the Eiffel Tower, Panda. Come on, let's check it out. Wait till I tell Mama we went to Paris.
In his usual exuberance, our little bear had quite forgotten about the cheeky Helado who was the cause of all the trouble. But not for long. Right on cue, Helado ran in front of the little bear. It stuck out a tiny bright red tongue and pelted the young friends with a fistful of chocolate chips.
Can't catch me! Can't catch me, silly little bear!
Up and down the quaint Parisian streets they ran, Helado dodging deftly around people, with Cadeau and Panda hot on its heels.
Sacrebleu! What is this?
Sorry, sir. Oh, I mean, pardon, monsieur.
The Eiffel Tower loomed ahead. Cadeau and Panda slowed to a walk and tried to spot the elusive Helado amongst a chattering crowd of tourists. Every now and then, a defiant, nay, 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 could be heard. Intent on their search, they bumped into a smiling man and sat down with a thump on the ground.
Bonjour, mes petits amis.
Oh, monsieur, pardon, pardon, bonjour.
Cadeau twinkled at the grinning man, who swept a bright red beret off his head with a flourish and bowed low to our adventurous travellers. He was a young chap with short black hair and the most luxuriant moustache that the little bear had ever seen. Next to him was an easel, and a forest of brushes sprouted from a palette covered with bright dabs of paint. Cadeau remembered his manners and politely returned the bow. Before he could say anything else, Helado appeared suddenly. It grabbed the paintbrushes, danced about in a maddening fashion, waved the brushes vigorously, causing large blobs of paint to scatter in all directions. What happened next can only be described as a keystone caper, for it really resembled a theatrical comedy. Helado pulled a sheet of paper from the easel, quickly painted a bicycle, hopped on, and cycled away.
Quick, Panda! After him!
Fast as lightning, Cadeau drew a tandem bicycle which magically turned into a real machine. Round and round the Eiffel Tower pedaled Cadeau and Panda, hot on the heels of Helado, who hummed and whistled as it waved airily at our panting young friends.
I wonder if this will work.
Cadeau had been thinking hard even as his baby feet grew tired from the furious cycling. Making up his mind, the little bear braked and jumped off the bicycle quickly. Trotting back to where the paintbrushes and paper lay scattered on the ground, Cadeau quickly painted a picture of a cafe on the white paper. Again, the picture sprang to life.
Here's our table, Panda, and our chairs.
Are you hungry, Cadeau?
Panda was a little puzzled at his friend's strange behavior.
Sit down, Panda, and here comes our food.
Cadeau hastily pushed Panda into a chair and scrambled onto his own. Before Panda's startled eyes, a huge glass bowl filled to the brim with ice cream of every imaginable flavor appeared. Chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, durian, mango, pecan butter, hazelnut, almonds, you name it, it was there, captured in Cadeau's dream come true.
Power! It's stuck in!
Panda's eyes were as big as saucers.
There's even bamboo-flavored ice cream! Yay!
The two friends ate with great gusto, licking every scoop of ice cream carefully off their silver spoons. Cadeau completely ignored Helado, who had stopped cycling as well and was watching the baby bears from a safe distance away. Intrigued and not a little piqued at being ignored, Helado crept closer and closer.
Yes, gotcha!
With a triumphant chuckle, Cadeau quickly cupped a bowl over Helado, who, in his curiosity, had made the mistake of coming a tad too close to the clever little bear. Well, well, what do you think? How did Cadeau's adventure end this time? Let's see, shall we?
today has been a happy day.
Our little bear licked his lips in a very, very satisfied sort of way, and his eyes twinkled merrily.
I think, oh, tomorrow will be another happy day, you know. Hiya, I'm Kato. I hope you've enjoyed this special holiday story. In case you didn't know, May the 9th is the day of ice cream and it's celebrated in Japan. Nice, huh? Must eat lots of helado and make every day a happy day around the world. Domo arigato!